Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from Notebook Writing. Am I speaking
Hello,
with...
Daniel.
Hello there, ma'am. How are
Did you
you?
have my time?
Okay, it's a bit hard to pronounce your name. I'm really sorry for that. It's Portalis, Portalelis I'm speaking with. Okay, all right. How do you say your name again?
Natriviana, but you can call me Ani.
Natriviana. Okay. I can call you Annie. Okay. Annie's much more better. Much easy. All right.
Yeah.
So we were discussing about your ghostwriting and editing service the other day. All right. I guess you have a book in mind that you want us to go and help you writing, editing, maybe publishing the book as well.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. It sounds like you're kind of far away from the phone.
Really? Let me just see if I can fix this for you. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, when you yeah, I can hear you way better.
Better now? Okay, fantastic. So what I was asking you is that other day we were discussing about ghostwriting and editing a book of yours, and I guess you were running busy that day, so I just called you up right now so that we can have a good discussion, understand what your thoughts are, what your ideas you have in mind that you want to go ahead and write or maybe publish.
Yes, like I'm definitely 100% a writer. Like I'm a deep writer though. Like it's more so of a romantic type of writer thing. I write poems, a lot of poems. I usually send them to my mom and she reads them and stuff like that. That's the type of thing I'm into. I do have a poem. I'll send it to you after we get off the phone, that way you could just read and understand like what type of ghostwriter I am. I don't always want to be a ghostwriter. I eventually want to write my own book and publish it. I just don't know the steps I have to take to doing so. So I feel like this would be a great opportunity to finally bring out my talent. It's more so of like a hidden talent, but it's like I want other people to like feel where I'm coming from. Like I feel like I have a gift to the point where like I'm able to put things into words that others can't. So yeah, that's just the way I'm at now.
That makes sense. Now, for this book, in terms of this book specifically, have you written something out so far? Maybe a raw manuscript or maybe an outline or everything is in your mind at the moment? Hello? Yes, I'm asking you for this book, have you written anything out, like a raw manuscript or maybe an outline?
Yeah, definitely. I have multiple actually. I believe I still have it in my phone. I have a lot actually. I started writing down my a summary, the name of the book. Oh, wow. Like I actually started writing something. The name of the book was called Burning Home. I didn't completely get to finish it.
Okay, that's nice. Bringing home, that seems a nice title, and seems like you've done a bit research on this too. So how much have you written? Have you got your raw manuscript lined up, or do you think you've just written a few pages and you need help with the remaining?
Yeah, I actually started it was actually 3 pages long. Because basically I started on the first chapter and I also started my introduction in the and I also wrote a description for the book. Only thing I just need basically need help on is like I have a lot of ideas. The only thing I need help on is putting it all together. But the first chapter sounds really, really great. It started off as, a girl that was living her life and stuff like that, and then finally got into a relationship type of thing, and how she felt in the beginning of the relationship, in the middle, and then how things turned out really, really bad in the end. Like you get to see a person's true color in the end type of thing. Let me see. I'm going to actually send you my poem that I wrote. I'm gonna actually send it to you, and then you can take the time off to read it if you like once we actually get off the phone.
Okay, you can send it over once you are done with it so that we will have a quick look to it and I'll be able to show you what, is good so far. By the way, what I understand from your, you actually did send me that over the text message right now, I guess. Okay, this is long. Okay, that seems great. So this seems like you are, writing a book a first time, what I understand, and you would need help with everything for this book, all right? Like ghostwriting, editing, proofreading, formatting, ghostwriting on the pages which are not been done yet so far, editing of the content that you have already written, and once everything will be done, all right, there will be a book cover that will be given to the book and will be ready for publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what can we do over here is that we can offer you two options, okay? One option is that since you have written half of the book already, I mean, you have started something, you know, writing down, so I can assign you an editor, all right? You can deliver what you have written every time. He or she will sit with you, all right, understand your story, get connected with your story, and once you and the editor are connected, he would start editing and revising the draft for you back and forth. That means the time you're writing, as soon as you write a paragraph, you write a chapter, you write a page, you want him or her to review it, all right, so just send it to her, and we'll go ahead and review that and give you a revised version against it if there needs to be changes done. This is one way. The second way that we can do is that you can go ahead and, you know, place your order to us for this book. We would review what you have written and write everything from the scratch. That means according to this book, all right, we would create an outline for you, all right, help you make a book flow of the book, in which manner the book will be moving forward, how the book will be moving forward, how many chapters is getting divided, and how many pages is getting divided, everything. We'll do everything for you from scratch, do the ghostwriting for you once you approve the outline, and accordingly move forward of completing this book. So which option do you think seems much more better for this project?
I think we should start off with the ghost, maybe an editor.
Editing? Okay, has no deadline?
Yeah.
Okay, you give us the work, we edit it for you, and we give it back to you, okay? So every time you'll be giving us work, we'll be going ahead and reviewing it, and we'll edit it for you, and we'll send it over to you. So we are done with the job once the content is ready, if it makes sense, you know? However, in a bundle, in a ghostwriter, you get an option that he does everything for you. That includes writing, editing, proofreading, formatting, book cover designing, along with helping you for self-publishing options on Amazon, Google Books, and Kindle. So that's a bundle.
Okay.
That bundle covers everything in it, all right? And the best part is that you don't have to do the hardest part of writing. For now, this is your first book, so you would work with the writer and see how he's writing it, how he's completing it, how he's doing the chapters, how he's plotting the story, how he's dividing the story in different chapters and different number of pages, everything. So you need to understand that, and you would understand the indexing, how things are done, how references are lined up, all right, how an author bio goes on the backside of the book. So he or she will do everything for you, bring everything into life, and hand over the book to you. This is a bit expensive option when you say you just want an editor, because an editor, you know, charges hourly. Now, if I give you an editor and you're giving him a work after a week, or you're giving him something after 2 weeks, his meter would be keep on running. You know, he would be charging you or sending him something or sending him nothing. Though in a ghostwriter option, you get a bundle for everything, so there is no deadline. All right, we need to do the job anyhow. Now, for this, we need to edit it, we need to fix it, we need to rewrite it, we need to do anything that is done, and we'll go and do that for you. Then we commit you on the end results. If I make sense.
Okay, so could we just keep in touch? You know, because I also, like, you know, you said check in with my parents. Like, could you text me more information? That way I could have a conversation with my mom about it first to get clarification.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 19, but, you know, like, yeah, my mom is like,
so,
you know,
just out of curiosity,
on,
I mean,
like,
you're in an age of reading books, right? I've never seen, you know, young people like you stepping in and, you know, you want to become an author. So what made you interested in being an author, first of all?
So, like a few months, well, I've always been writing since I was in, like, middle school. I've always written, but I would write and throw it away. And recently I went through, like, a really, really bad heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
and it caused me to write. Like, I really felt like nobody knew how I felt, so I didn't really have anyone to, like, you know, talk to me about it as much. Well, my mom was there, but, you know, I don't really think she felt how I really truly felt by me just explaining it. So one day I actually just picked up my phone and I wrote inside of my notes, and I read it to my mom, and it brought tears to her eyes, because it was like she felt it. Like, she felt what I was saying by just reading, and she said that it was really a gift. Like, there's no way someone could touch someone and get someone to grab someone's attention by just a message, you know? So ever since that, I've decided that I actually want to take me writing serious because I actually don't have the great ability to catch a reader's attention. Like, I really, really, really put deep thought into my writing. And it's really a passion for me. It's something that I enjoy doing, and I really, really want to take this big step and become an author. Like, I really feel like me writing, I could help a lot of people.
Okay, this sounds great. This sounds something much more doable, Annie. And as I said, we'll be glad to assist you. So you have both the options with you. All right, go through them and let me know the best one that suits you. I would love to go and assist you. Again, anything comes with no limits to finances. All right, you'll be paying as soon as the work is getting done and you're moving on to the next steps. However, ghostwriting option comes with a bundle that allows you with a one-time payment, so you know what you're paying against that, what you're getting, you know. So you'll be sure on the services, and then the book becomes our responsibility. It's on our shoulders to go and make sure that it's getting completed in a professional manner.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and, you know, send you an email. I do have your email address over here with all the information in it. Go through that. Any question, any concern, let me know, and we'll be in touch with you again.
Okay, thank you so much. And I also forward my mini poem to you. So, you know, just by just reading that, just, you know, give me some feedback. You know, I really love when people, you know, give me their honest opinion about, you know, my writing and stuff like that.
I am reviewing this. I just seen this complete paragraph coming in, so I am reviewing this. I'll keep you updated for sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
Just keep me updated.
You too. Take care of yourself. Have a nice day for now.
Okay. Thank you.